the biggest issue in the beauty industry when you first start out is getting clients. That's your bread and butter, obviously. That's how you make your money. More clients you have, the more money you make. Now, the beauty industry is broad. You have microbladers, which are popular now. You have estheticians, you have masseuse, physical therapists, nail technicians, hair technicians, makeup artists. But the one common thing that we all have in common is we need clients. If you're having slow days, you need to figure out a way to get clients coming in through the door. And now, if you don't have a budget, a marketing budget, that can be a little difficult, especially if you don't know what exactly you need to do. If you have a big budget, it definitely makes things a little bit easier. The bigger the budget, the easier, because you can just hire someone to handle this for you. But oftentimes, you don't. That isn't a luxury, especially when you first start out. So free marketing. This is going to be obvious, but a lot of you do not do this. You have Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Yes, LinkedIn. You may think, oh no, that's for businesses. B2B. No, it's, you are a business. Even if you're working for someone, you are in charge of getting yourself clients. Yes, you may go and work for someone else, or even if you're a booth rental, you're a business. You are in charge of bringing people in through that door. Even if you work at a salon, you need to market. You need to market your services. You need to stand apart from the salon, because if the salon gets a negative review, or if they're not doing their marketing, they're not doing their share. And also, if the other technicians, if they get a negative review, you need to market yourself, your brand, your by itself. And also, if you do this, you can go ahead and get your own clientele list and move on. Move up. You don't want to always work for someone. Move up to your booth rental. Move up to owning your own salon. So, free marketing. You need to go and be posting every day. Every day. And you need to be not just posting just your before and after pictures. Okay, yes, that's great. Everybody wants to see your services before and after, but put a picture of yourself. You are selling yourself. People want to feel a connection with you. Okay? So, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr, TikTok. Make yourself a Yelp page, a Google Business Manager page, Google My Business. You need to set all of this up, and just, these are free, all free, that the large majority of you do not use. So go in, take the time, make these accounts, directories. Every time you make a profile, it'll help your directory if you have a website. Now, so that's to help your authority with Google. Now also, when you have your Facebook, make a Facebook business page. You can also do this with other platforms, but especially with Facebook. You need to have a Facebook business page. Now, with Facebook business, you can run ads. Now, I don't recommend just boosting your post. You can do that, but to really optimize the service, you want to, and yes, this is not free, you're going to have to pay for this, but you can go to Facebook. If you have a Facebook business page, once you make that, go to Facebook Insights and Analytics, or just Facebook Insights, and go in and type in your area, your demographic, 18 to 65, and look for what are the popular pages on Facebook. So say, for instance, like in our case, it's the cycling, cycle bar. Also, Starbucks is really popular. just gyms in general. Just you find popular Facebook pages in your area. Using this, you need to have a Facebook business page. This is all free. This part is all free. You go and you find out what are the popular pages, and we found out the radio station. I went in, go follow the radio station, follow the cycle bar, follow the local gym. So you go ahead and do all these things. Now when you follow, you want to go and see who's following these pages, because these are possible clients that you can get. You follow them. But when they post, like it. Comment. Not just like, comment. Wow, that's a really, they're on vacation. That's a really beautiful picture that you have there, you know. And just comment. Be connected with your community. Yes, it takes work. But this is free. But nothing that's good comes without work. You need to put in the work. So go in, follow people, comment, go onto your Facebook Insights, go onto Instagram, look at who's popular, Google search, who's popular in my area on Instagram. For us, one was Martha Sogalski. She works at the news station. And so she, go in, follow her. Sure enough, she lives 5 minutes from where the salon is located. And sure enough, she has, oh my God, thousands of followers. The large majority of them are in my area. It perfect, my demographic. Went down all through her Instagram. Okay, who follows her? Okay, boom, follow. They follow me back. Okay, you start building that up. People start sending you DMs, emails. Oh, wow, you know, you have a salon right over here. Great. It puts exposure, brings exposure to your salon and brand.